Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Every single month, Emily and I add thousands and thousands of people to our email list, which I know sounds bananas because when we started getting to the first 10,000 subscribers felt like I was like blowing up a tree. Like it was a lot. And so I want to give you guys a little bit of a vision of what does it look like to grow your email list at a rapid rate. And several of the concepts we're going to cover could be 100% organic. Like you do not have to utilize these strategies all paid. Now, some of these things, we definitely have put paid dollars behind them.
But you can still do the same concept without paying for ads. Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And so there are, I think, more ways to grow your email list than perhaps you're like letting on. And we're going to cover our top five that are adding to our email list on a monthly basis. But I'm sure as we come up with others, we'll just like throw them in.
I want to talk about, before we get into the strategies too, if having a large email list is everything you thought it would ever be for you.
No. Well, okay. So back in the day, so I'm an analytics girl, right? I love the numbers. I can get so into it. But here's the thing. You can do a ton of forecasting and a ton of back end work to try to understand if you do X, Y will happen. Right? And your email list, I've seen it work for a ton of other businesses where when they grow their email list, there's a direct reflection on their sales. But what I don't think is talked about is that it's a curve. It's not linear. So like the more subscribers you get does not equals the same amount of more dollars. You have to have a lot more subscribers to get a little bit more dollars the more you grow, because it's, especially when you get into paid advertising, it's hard to target potential buyers every single time. You will get, I don't like to call them this, but you will get like freebie seekers. You will get people who are just trying to gather as much free information as possible. Mm-hmm. And so you could spend money on them, but they will never buy from you. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it makes the volume you need over time much larger. That being said, what I didn't know at the time was when we started is that your email list can be super small and get you really, really far.
Yes.
Like, I know people with a list of zero who are making thousands and thousands of dollars in sales every month. I know people with a couple hundred that are in the multiple six-figure range. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that sounds bananas, but I'm not even joking with you. Like, you do not necessarily have to have a huge audience. in order to see growth. But for sure, as you grow, this is still one of the best ways to get in touch with people long term, because it's one of the few things you own. You own your website and you own your email list, but all your social media platforms are at the whim of how that platform changes. Yeah. And so while deliverability has been something that I think a lot of people talk about and are questioning, it's not like SMS text messaging has completely replaced what an email list can do for you. Like, it just hasn't.
Right. Or bots, or yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, and even with bots, like, there's a crackdown on how they can be utilized. Mm-hmm. And I think there, while there might not be legislation around it yet, there is like app kind of limitations. Mm-hmm. And so you don't necessarily own the contact because you're utilizing it through a social media platform. And so if that were to change, then you're kind of SOL.
Yeah, you could lose those people. I always thought, and I think just to share this before we're going into it, it's just because I mostly want everyone listening to kind of check their assumptions about what a certain amount of list can or will give you. There mm-hmm. is no, like Abby's kind of saying, like, oh, if you just like grow your list to 50K, then you'll have a 7-figure business. Like, that one does not always equal the other. Sometimes that can happen. Yes, it is not a direct correlation. And I think for the longest time, we thought it was. And okay, if we just aim for having a list of 35,000 or 38,000 or whatever that number is, then the math checks out to be XYZ. And we have grown up since then and have learned a lot of business lessons. And so I'm just wanting your headspace to be in a good place where if you use these strategies to get your first 1K, that can take you so freaking far if you let it. If you're stagnant at 3K or whatever and you're needing to just get past that, these strategies will help you grow. Right now, on average, it helps us grow around 5,000 new subscribers every single month. And I don't even think I've shared this number with Abby for a while because we finally realized that it actually doesn't really make that big of a difference. But do you want to take a guess at how many total subscribers we have these days?
I mean, we're at 100,000 now, right?
No. Not yet.
Not yet?
We're right at 89,000.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. This used to be something I used to be like super in the weeds about because I thought it had such a strong correlation to dollars. And while it can affect our and for sure, having new leads is hugely important. We've seen a big surge in new leads in the last 3 months. And I think it's because we've spent more time and attention on the strategies that do work and have worked for us. But like, the volume is less important than the quality.
Well, and what I'm seeing and the number that I actually look at by default on our dashboard is our active contacts. And so our email
and
platform-
What does active
Yeah, our email
you?
Platform measures our contacts based on, and I don't know the exact algorithm they use, and they've shared with me a couple times like how they kind of looked at it, but I don't know if it's a necessary like, you know, clear, like this plus this plus this equals cold subscriber. But if you're downloading something, like if you come in from an ad and you download an opt-in and you get it, maybe you don't open that opt-in, or maybe you open that opt-in, but then you open none of the emails we send you after that, our email service provider will mark you as not active. Now, you're not necessarily cold. So there's like a middle ground in between cold and like semi here, we could maybe re-engage them. And all of those people who are maybe able to re-engage and cold are counted as active or as counted as total subscribers. The only people who are actively opening emails and clicking links, because our email service provider only counts an open if someone opens an email and clicks something in that email. So like, it's kind of confusing. So it's not an exact algorithm of I can tell you specifically what's happening. But what I can tell you and what I look at and what I care more about are two stats. One, okay, how many active contacts do we have? Right now it's sitting at around 38,000. That's mm-hmm. up 9% in the last 30 days. Our active contacts is up 9%. I can also tell, okay, how many total new contacts have we gotten in the last month? It's just under 5K. We're not quite through the month yet. Of that, I can see that a little over 3.5K are considered active. So what that tells me is that even though we just had a big launch promotion, so we had a big spike in new contacts, that those contacts actually care what we're putting out, because almost 3,500 of them are actual active out of almost 5K. So like over half of them are actually opening our emails and caring about what we have to say. So that tells me a lot of stuff, right? That we're targeting the right people, that we're putting out good content, that we're emailing them a good amount of times, all good quality things. And then the last stat I look at on our dashboard is our interaction trend and our interaction rate. And the interaction rate is our average opens and clicks over the last 10 campaigns. So this isn't necessarily automations. So like everything that's on Evergreen, that's not counted into this. But this is like our email blast. So every Sunday we send out an email to our entire list that's just value add. When we ran our challenge, those were broadcast campaigns and not in automations. And if that interaction rate goes up, I know our quality of content and our quality of subscribers must be up. And so that's really what I pay attention to. How many new active people do we have, and what is our interaction rate?
Yeah. So let's talk about some strategies, and I'll just preemptively tell you that if any of this is like, ooh, I need to pay more attention to email, I'll tell you what, we just launched something in the Creative Template Shop that I think is going to be a game changer for you.
Yeah.
And it not only includes some like extra background knowledge from us, but it also includes 30 days of our favorite platform for sending email. We're talking templates and swipe copy and all the things, like stuff you're not getting from us anywhere else. So definitely check that out at creativetemplateshop.com. The membership by far is the best bang for your buck to get access to that and all of the other things going on in there. But let's jump into the strategies. So these are the top five ways we are currently adding people to our list on a monthly basis. Now, the first one is probably the longest standing strategy that we've had in our business since day one. And they are essentially content upgrades or freebies or opt-ins, depending on how you want to look at it. But what we are doing is we are taking people that absorb our content, whether that's through the blog or podcast. We're creating valuable content, content that really speaks to our knowledge, speaks to what we can talk about in certain areas of business. And then we are pushing them towards a freebie that like takes it up a notch, that really pushes them forward and helps them do bigger and better things. Now, here's like a little asterisk next to this. When we started, we thought more is more. We thought if we had more specific opt-ins over more varieties of subjects, that this would help grow our list. Do I think it did? Maybe.
This would only be helpful if we had actually been more intentional on the back end.
Yeah, we weren't.
About
we weren't.
Tracking. So like, I've shared this strategy before, right? When you're doing an opt-in, if you're trying to, you know, if maybe your audience is photographers and you're teaching photographers something and you want to teach photographers like how to edit or how to shoot or how to, you know, pitch clients or whatever, right? Maybe you do have three different opt-ins that are talking to them in those specific arenas because you want to see who in your current audience like needs that information the most, like who's the bulk of your audience made up of, or who is it easier to attract, or what leads are cheapest, et cetera. Only get that specific if your back end is actually tagging those people appropriately and putting them in certain buckets so you can actually do something with that information later.
Yeah. Now, the cool part is like this, we're already teaching this concept in depth inside creativetemplateshop.com. We have an opt-in like a boss bundle where you're getting a pre-designed, like beautiful Canva template so you can make your opt-in amazing. And then inside the course that we include as part of the membership, you are getting access to detailed walkthroughs of how to connect this to five of the most popular platforms, one of which we're including a free 30-day trial for. So if you're like, I don't know what the content upgrade could be, this could definitely help you with that. But in terms of how this has worked the best for us is you need to create content that leads people down a path. Mm-hmm. It is really easy to create content over a wide variety of subjects. But if your wide variety is not related to your end thing you're ultimately selling, mm-hmm. you're creating more work for yourself that's not actually fueling your business. So when you're thinking about this strategy, I want you to work backwards. What are you trying to sell? If you're trying to sell something, what is something they either need to learn or already know for the sale item to be their logical next step? Okay, mm-hmm. that's now my freebie. Okay, what piece of content can I create that would show value, perhaps even go over some of the concepts that are included in this freebie? And I'm going to put that out into the world as something that I'm just giving freely, whether that's blog, podcast, you literally, this could work for any platform, YouTube, like wherever you can create content, I'm doing this in air quotes, wherever you can create content, you're giving away the kitchen sink. This is where I think people mess up. I think people think they have to guard their information.
Right.
Where like if someone really wanted to go on a bender and listen to every podcast we ever put out and like read every blog post we ever wrote, could they get the concepts that are probably covered in our courses? Sure. But like people are willing to pay for things to be like put together in a neat package in the right order and like really just the main things they need to focus on. So content upgrades drive a ton of traffic for us and drive a ton of new leads for us.
So like if you already have a list, and you're like, oh, I really though want to clear up who in my list are, you know, buying my physical products and who's interested in my coaching or who's this or who's that, right? So we kind of had something similar where we just launched a recent product and we wanted to know, okay, of our current list, since it's not small, who's interested in the shop and interested in templates? And if no one on our current list is interested, okay, that tells us we need to be attracting cold audiences. We need to grow that piece, have some specific opt-ins for that. But if a bunch of people on our list are already interested, like let's kind of sort those out. And so the shop is still new. It just, you know, launched in January. And so I pulled up to see how has our growth been on our shop list within our email service provider. And it's grown over 9,000% in the last 2 months. And we have just under 5,000 subscribers just to that list alone. And so we've been able to weed out, okay, of our main list, who's interested. And so we're doing that every time we send out valuable content, where if they click on something related to the shop, we're also moving them over to that list. So there is a way for you to get clear within your list if you haven't done that yet. But
because in most email service providers, when someone clicks a link or someone taps a button, you can also tag them in the background. And so what you're doing is you're essentially learning over time more things about that person. You can either do nothing with it or you can use it to have more targeted messaging. So for instance, we just went through, and well, actually I'll wait to cover this in a future concept. Okay, so let's move on to concept number two. Now this is a paid concept, but you could still drive people, you could back this out and drive it with any content to a tripwire, but we are specifically driving Facebook ads to a tripwire. Okay, so what's a tripwire?
Well, so we just talked about this in our episode with Tony of All About Ads. So definitely go listen to that one. However, a tripwire is when you have a freebie, like an opt-in, and the thank you page is a small priced offer. So Tony, Facebook ads specialist, suggested the offer be somewhere between $7 and $37. But what you're able to do then is you're paying for leads, for opt-ins, for a freebie. But if you can convert some of those people to sales, now you're recouping back some of your ad cost, but you're also being able to identify of the people you're paying to get their lead, are they buyers or are they freebie seekers?
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast, ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could use this exact same concept organically. And yeah. The only difference is that instead of just having a straight opt-in where like, they opt in and then you're just sending them to like a really nice thank you page, or you're having them join your Facebook group, or like you might have something on the sales page, but there's no paid offer. The only difference between concept one and concept two is that the thank you page includes some sort of paid option for them. And the rest is the same because you're still identifying what their interests are based on the tripwire they come in with. I also suggest, especially here, that you only test a handful, like no more than five, but like really, truly just like two or three. And then you see which one is getting you the most opt-ins and which one is converting the highest on the paid side. If that's not the same one, then you might need to like finagle and do some tweaking. But if it is the same one, then I would instead of like, this piece of content goes here and this piece of content goes here. The people I see being super effective with this have like a main tripwire.
Yeah. Focus on.
And they will use it sometimes for years.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Okay. So let's move into the next one. That seems it's a lot more work. But you can also see a lot more reward from it as well. And this can be free for you to do, but really, really, really time intensive. So our third strategy that we've seen boost our email subscribers significantly is by hosting something like a free challenge or a free or low-priced summit. And I'm sure you guys have been a part of something that we've put on in the past. We just recently wrapped up a 5-day challenge. We had our most recent summit last fall. We had 2 or 3 more earlier in the year. And every time we host a big event like that, that's live but virtual, we see a huge uptick in subscribers.
Yeah. And so why does this concept work? Well, one, you typically are showing immense value in a short period of time. People are attracted because they see all the work you put into it. They might not truly understand the intricacies of what goes into it, but they are like, oh, like this could really help me, or this could be amazing. And honestly, this can work B2B or B2C. Like I've seen people do this. Like I know this girl that does this for Pilates. In fact, I would imagine a lot of you have opted into her, like, I can't remember if it's 5 days or 7 days, but she does this like 7-minute
balance Pilates.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's like yoga Pilates, yoga Lattes. I don't know. But she does like 5 to 7 minute videos for like a week, and then she pushes to her membership.
Yeah.
But I've seen her do it over and over and over again. And like she's tweaking it a little bit in the same way we're tweaking it a little bit.
Yeah.
But like the concept is the same, and it's still a huge lead driver. And when you know where it's going, it can be really big for you. Now, I'll tell you some mistakes we've made along the way. So summits, for instance, I'm not saying summits don't work. They totally do. Like we added tens of thousands of subscribers last year with our summits that we held. But if you were to try this concept, I would recommend trying a challenge first.
Agreed.
Because a challenge is, while it might be over the same period of time, there's a lot less like management that goes into it because it's usually just you.
Yep.
A summit, that implies that you have other guests. And the moment you include more people, it's more management and like tracking and like getting the materials you need from people and organizing and platforms and da 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 da. Like a summit can be massive time suck. Like I kid you not, if you were to look at last year, we produced 3 summits. I would say 4 months out of the year. Out of 12, four, obviously, there's only 12 months in the year.
How many months does your year have?
So a third of the entire year, our entire team, that was their entire focus. And so unless you see massive return on it, it could be not worth your time. Now, we definitely saw a return, just not necessarily in the way we thought. But I think part of that was on us because we were tired. We were exhausted because it was a ton of work, but also like having some sort of follow-up offer, I think is really crucial to both a challenge or a summit. You do not put that much time and attention into building your list for an event without having some sales opportunity at the end. But for both of them, I would say in terms of return, simply because people are busy and people do not pay attention to all the things you do and all the things you produce, you might get more signups for a summit than you would a challenge. But in terms of them turning into sales, you might get the same result in sales for a challenge that took you much less time as you do a summit.
Yeah. So let's talk about the next one because it's one of my favorites. And it's actually the second thing that we tried to use to build our list.
Yeah.
And it's the first thing I tried. And I think sometimes people get hung up on like, oh, what comes first, the chicken or the egg kind of scenario. We have used, since way back in the day of 2014, webinars to drastically grow our email list. I used a webinar for an opt-in, basically, the very first time I was like, let's see if I can get people to sign up for anything. I had no freebie, no lead magnet, no nothing. The webinar was free. So it was like kind of acting as my freebie, but I was pitching at the end. So there's that. But I literally just like posted on Instagram. That's it. That I was going to host a webinar. And I got like 60 or 70 people to sign up for it. So boom, now I have a list of 70 people.
Right.
And then I sold to them.
Right. Well, and you can do this a whole bunch of ways. You could do it through live webinar events. I've even seen people do this with no webinar platform. They will have people sign up as if it were a webinar, and then they're hosting it either on Instagram or Facebook as a live. So technically, people don't have to sign up for it, but you gathered emails in advance so that you can follow up with these people. Now, could you have people attend your event that didn't sign up and then you really don't have a way to follow up with them? Sure. But
at that point, we're just looking at it as a different strategy. You're just providing amazing, valuable content, and hopefully right. They like you enough to where they're going to stick around.
Right. So I think this used to be a harder strategy than it is today, because I don't necessarily think you need a webinar platform for this to be effective for you at trying this concept. But I do think it's more effective when it is private, personally.
Yeah. And I think just because of how amazing Zoom is these days, I feel like, yeah, you might not need it. You would need, though, a good email service provider. So definitely use our free trial for ConvertKit, because reminder emails and follow-up sequences, and then if you're going to sell something, et cetera. I'm literally trying to sit here and think about what I used. I probably had like no follow-up sequence for that webinar, because I sold live during the webinar and I was just so excited about that I think I like sent out the replay and then people just bought from there. But I think I just had MailChimp at the time, and I moved, you know, I got them loaded up there, but I probably had no follow-up sequence whatsoever.
So be smart. Times have changed.
Yes.
You would be surprised. Now, one of the things that I thought would happen that has not necessarily happened, and I just want to put it out there, that we have a large list, but the volume of which we can sign up someone for a webinar in like a given time period, it does not scale with your audience.
No, we don't have 80,000 people signing up for our webinars.
No.
Not even close.
If anyone's painting you that picture, they are spending a lot on paid ads, okay? A lot. Now, we do spend money on paid ads to webinar sign up. And if we're talking about paid strategies, the least expensive is the Tripwire, the free opt-in.
And you can get money back on that. So like,
right.
Could be free.
The second cheapest is direct to webinar. It's more expensive. But like, you're also selling immediately. So like, you will recoup that money if you're doing it appropriately. So that's one of our main Facebook ad spends, is direct to webinar, which we have a whole evergreen funnel associated with it. But like, even if we're just talking basics of you trying to grow your list, you could host a webinar just to talk about one concept or something that really jazzes you up or something that gets you excited. Or even something that's like really timely. Mm-hmm. Like you could talk about something going on in current events and have your own spin on it. And even if there's no pitch at the end, you could use it to grow your email list. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the fifth and final concept we'll cover is it my favorite? It might be my favorite. It's hard to have a favorite way to grow your email list, because I think there's this misconception that like, you do this thing and then like it takes zero maintenance and like you don't have to do anything about it. And like,
set up your opt-in and your email list will just grow forever on its own.
But it's like a constant, like you might need to update it. Like branding might change. It might be that like you end up changing email service providers at some point, which do not suggest that.
If you please just start on ConvertKit and then stay there forever. Don't move like we did. Learn from our mistakes.
Learn from our mistakes. So you can go down that rabbit hole, but I think there's this misconception that it's like a build it and they will come scenario. The amount in which we promote people coming onto our list. Now, here's the thing. You will never hear us say, well, on the rare occasion will you hear us say, girl, why aren't you on our email list? That's weird. Like normally it's, go get this thing. It's so amazing and you're going to love it. Mm-hmm. And so we're not saying like join our email list. Now, I will tell you our Sunday emails have been so legit lately that we have been like Did you see this email? You need
to go sign up because it's so
good. You need to sign up.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So what's the last strategy?
Y'all know Trello?
Have you heard of a little thing called Trello for Business?
Yeah. So I think people think that the only way you can grow your email list is by offering something for free. And while that's definitely the fastest way, we do and have grown our email list significantly with a low-priced offer. So remember that tripwire I mentioned before? That low-priced offer? You can just talk about it in all the places directly to that offer. You could have ads directly to that offer. You could have it all over your website directly to that offer. If that low-priced offer is sexy enough, people will literally pay you money to get on your email list.
Yep. Yeah.
No, they don't know that's what they're doing.
they're getting something from you. So like they're giving you their email because they're like making their account and they're buying the thing. But like, I think we forget like that person now is on your email list. Did you know that?
Yeah. So just for math purposes.
Ooh, she's going to get the calculator out.
So it's not as much as you would think, but like it's crazy that it's paid. So 8% of our entire email list is someone went directly to buy something. Like they could have been on our email list for something else, but 8% of our whole email list has bought our low priced offer. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we could make it even higher because I love that challenge. But like to have that many people in one specific offer is really, really huge. But because it's so sexy, people want the thing you're offering. So you can grow your list that way. And then you can sell them other things. And we've talked about in the past that our $29 offer has been, we call it the gateway drug to like the other things we offer. When people see the value of what we're doing, they get super excited. They want the next thing from us. And that is definitely what this looks like.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's very similar to the opt-in tripwire thing. We're just literally sending them straight to the tripwire, to that product. So I think that this could be a cool test for you, right? Like maybe create two opt-ins. So you're going to do an A/B test of those, have the tripwire go to your low price product, and then also just market your low price product. Which one converts better?
So this may sound crazy, but while we get thousands of subscribers just from our tripwire, like we're offering a freebie directly to a tripwire, in terms of conversions, we are still converting at a much higher rate going directly to sale. So 1 in 10 people who go to our sales page for Trello for Business buy it. That's literally insane. Okay. So when you offer something for free, you're not necessarily capturing the people that like to buy things. Mm-hmm. And so we're not converting at 10% on our tripwire yet.
Right.
Do I think we'll get there? Totally, because the paid offer is so solid. But we're going to have to really tweak our targeting to make sure we're converting at that higher rate over time. But the things you don't realize with the tripwire is while they might not buy your initial, the thing they're tripping over, they could go on to buy other things. So we've seen our tripwire have a huge ROI because they'll go, I've had someone go through the whole funnel. Well, they've never met us before. They get on our email list. They see our tripwire offer. They didn't buy. A couple days go by. They do buy the tripwire offer because they were retargeted well. And then they're invited to our webinar. They go to our webinar and then they buy our $2,000 product. So because of that, one person now paid for 1,000 people to join our email list, maybe more.
Yeah.
Wait, 4,000 people because the cost is so low. So it's literally costing us 37 cents to get someone to opt in to our freebie that goes to our tripwire. Now, if one person paid for our signature program, we now can get 4,000 people on our email list. That's a lot of people that are likely to buy other things. Yeah. So these are time-intensive strategies, but they can work for you.
Yeah. And so I think in closing, I would love to remind everyone to not let yourself get overwhelmed. Take a deep breath. You do not need to go implement all five of these today. Please don't. No. Please don't do that. Pick one to try and get it set up and get it working, actually working, and making sure that the back end works, the tagging works. Are they being pitched something? What's the customer journey? I think all of that information is the thing that people forget about. And they spend too much time focusing on like, well, what should I make? And like, how do I market it to people? I want you equally, if not more, focused on what happens after the fact as you are what goes on the front end. Try some stuff on for size and see what it does for you. Can you let us know too? I want to know your results.
Yeah. Well, and we can help you. So like if all of this, you're like, I don't know where to start. Okay. Literally go to creativetemplateshop.com. I want you to join as a member. In there, you are literally going to get a free, or it's going to be pre-designed for you in Canva, an exact opt-in you can use. Then we're teaching you the tech of how to connect it. And we're giving you a 30-day trial to our favorite email service provider. And you're getting more email-related things that are coming out, including swipe copy and all the things, so you can follow up. All of this is done for you out of the box. You just need to go to creativetemplateshop.com, join, get the things. We're ready to help you. We want to help you grow your email list. Let's do this together.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.